You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, now it is time for Neutral Corner. This week we're looking at Iran's recent move to sort of remove many of the restrictions it had imposed on itself as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. So just for a brief background on this, this was a deal between Iran and Europe and the United States in which economic sanctions would be relaxed and various other sort of things that they wanted would be implemented if Iran scaled back on its nuclear program, specifically the parts which would potentially help them build a bomb, a nuclear bomb. This was very controversial, really, in all over the place, but particularly in America, amongst the sort of your neoconservative right-wing types who are very hostile to Iran, seeing it as sort of the main threat to America's foreign policy abroad. And the theory was that if you give them this leeway, they're just going to do all this research in secret, which it's like, they might, I don't know. But at the same time, there isn't a whole lot of evidence of that. So still, the deal remains very controversial, very disliked by the right wing. So of course, when Trump came in as president, one of his big things was to get rid of the nuclear deal, which he did. He sort of pulled America out unilaterally. Europe technically is still in it, so they didn't impose any of these sanctions. But now Iran is, and they are allowed to do this under the terms of the deal. If America pulls out, they're allowed initially to resume these parts of its nuclear program. Now they've gone further and removed pretty much all the limits. So this has been covered by various news outlets. The first one you're going to hear today is Press TV, which is Iran's sort of English language state broadcaster, which covered their move.
Iran is all but certain that it's going to scale back its nuclear commitments that it signed in the JCPOA. The Iranian president has said that Iran and Europe are unlikely to reach an agreement on ways to save this deal by Thursday. This is while the U.S. has shown no interest in France's proposal and has slapped more sanctions on Iran. In this edition of the debate, we will look at whether this deal can be saved or not and look at the French role in this affair and why it has taken the lead in trying to solve this gridlock.
Iran says it will soon further scale back its commitment to the 2015 nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. Tehran has once again criticized the European signatories for failing to deliver the promises they made following the unilateral U.S. withdrawal from the deal last year. Iran had set a deadline for the Europeans to devise a mechanism to facilitate the Iranian oil and banking activities that are now under U.S. sanctions. However, President Hassan Rouhani says it is unlikely Europe will make it before the deadline expires on Thursday.
So basically, we will take the third step. We will announce this step shortly and we will act accordingly.
Rouhani noted that the newest step will significantly increase the country's potential to expand its nuclear program. Iran has already scaled back its nuclear-related commitments twice in compliance with the deal. The Iranian president says the Islamic Republic will remain open for more dialogue with the Europeans despite the third step on reducing its nuclear commitment. The Islamic Republic has repeatedly stressed that its reciprocal measures will be reversible as soon as Europe finds practical ways to shield the Iranian economy from unilateral U.S. sanctions.
Unfortunately, after the U.S. failed to honor its obligations, the Europeans also did not fulfill their commitments. They refused to or were not able to or both. Our understanding is that the last one was the case. In some cases, they could have acted, but they didn't. In some cases, they faced challenges.
The potential third step comes amid a last-minute effort by the Europeans, France in particular, to convince the U.S. to agree with a $15 billion credit line for Iran if it returns to the full compliance with the deal. However, France has failed to get America's go-ahead to open the credit line.
We did sanctions yesterday, we did sanctions Friday, we did sanctions today. There will be more sanctions coming. We can't make it any more clear that we are committed to this campaign of maximum pressure and we are not looking to grant any exceptions or waivers.
And that was a clip from Press TV's The Debate on the recent developments in the Iranian nuclear deal. So this next clip that's coming up is from Voice of America, which most people probably haven't heard of, and it's sort of the rough equivalent of Press TV. It's sort of America's international soft power program. It's in quite a weird space right now because it's always been seen as quite a sort of liberal outlet in that sort of weird liberal imperialist way that was quite popular in America in the sort of 1950s. Now it's in quite a weird spot because they have to constantly be defending Trump's policies, which many of which sort of clash against the sort of ethos of Voice of America, which regardless did have to cover his latest statements.
The United States on Wednesday announced sanctions on a network of companies, ships and individuals that it says are involved in selling oil to finance terrorist activities of the special branch of Iran's armed forces, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Trump administration has designated the IRGC a terrorist organization.
Today, the United States government is intensifying our maximum pressure campaign against the Islamic Republic of Iran. First, we are announcing a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps us disrupt the financial operations of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps and Quds Force.
U.S. tensions with Iran began escalating last year after Trump abandoned a six-party nuclear deal with Iran and reimposed tough economic sanctions aimed at blocking Iran's oil exports. Trump says the sanctions work and are likely to force Iran to return to the negotiating table.
They're getting killed financially. Their inflation is at a number that few people have ever seen inflation at. And it's a very sad situation. They could solve it very quickly. We could solve it in 24 hours.
Some analysts say the Trump administration may have miscalculated.
I think that President Trump has had a misapprehension about Iran for many years. And he's been too enamored by the analogy between Iran and North Korea. Whereas for Kim, a meeting with Trump was in and of itself a victory. For the Iranians, a meeting with President Trump would be all cost, all risk. And so the only way to get the meeting that he wants is to put something real on the table to balance out the cost and the risk that the Iranians would be suffering.
Washington-based analyst Jared Blank told VOA that additional pressure on Iran, the State Department announced Wednesday, may lead to more confrontation in the region rather than to negotiations with Tehran. Blank said the French proposal to offer Iran a loan to prop up its economy in exchange for its compliance with the nuclear deal could de-escalate the tensions, but he said the Trump administration clearly is not interested in it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.